Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a fabric presentation from November 2016. Ms. Sophie Brammel, independent journalist, presents Hybrid Materials, Engineered to Purpose.
Hello and welcome to this panel discussion. Performance Days. We've decided to address the subject, the topic of the season, which is hybrid materials. And we have a very interesting lineup for you this afternoon, early afternoon. We're going to start maybe with each company and spokesperson presenting briefly who they are and what their company does. Roberta, can you begin, please?
I'm Roberta. We are from Imbotex, an Italian company.
I don't know if we can hear you.
Hello? Okay. Hi? Is it working? Yes, okay, now. I'm Roberta, she's Giulia. We are from Imbotex, an Italian company located in the north of Italy. And we have been producing fillings for mattresses and bedding for more than 60 years. And in these last years, we are producing also insulation for apparel, for sportswear and fashion.
Thank you. Hans.
Okay, I'm Hans Buer. I'm running since 3 years in my own consultancy company. I've been for 30 years in the lift business in Asia, heavy lifting, Triumph International, in charge of material development, R&D, product development, quality control, and.
Okay, well, you'll tell us about your new
venture. And I will
venture.
Tell a little bit more in my presentation in a minute.
Ralph, please.
My name is Ralf Deckert, located in Germany, working for 3M and taking care of the DACH region for the 3M products we have for textile and apparel. It's like insulation, it's reflective material, and water repellency. So we'll come to that a little later.
Yeah, definitely. So we're talking about hybrids during this show, and we have companies here that can engineer multiple performance features into a single fabric or non-woven, into a single layer of material. And we're going to see how that that can help push performance, comfort in active sportswear. Hybrid, I've just posted two examples of what we've been seeing up until now in hybrid clothing design, where you have two different fabrics or several different fabrics providing each a different function or characteristic needed. Warmth, mobility, airflow, etc. What we have here possibly is moving forward from that stitched together hybrid performance to totally integrated hybrid performance. But that was just the idea, was to set the mood for what's happening. I would like Roberta to begin and explain how the new insulation that Imbotex has developed, its specific hybrid performance features, and it is also an award winner here at Performance Days. So very innovative product that is setting new definition for comfort in thermal insulation.
Okay, Twins is our last insulation we have developed. It's a double layer insulation. We have two layers. The inner layer is used next to the skin, and there is a blend of polyacrylate fiber blended with the special polyester fiber. And this layer, these fibers, absorbs the moisture that our body emits, produce. The outer layer is a blend of polypropylene fiber, also blended with the same special polyester fiber. And it releases quickly away from the garment the moisture. So the air inside the apparel is dry, and you feel dry and warm.
So you're engineering performance at each stage of the multi-layer.
Can you repeat, please?
It's engineered to a specific fiber composition, skin side, and a different one outside.
Yes, you have inner side next to the skin, outside.
Was this a product that was very long to develop?
About 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
Yes.
And I understand it's something that you transposed from the mattress industry, where you're also?
Yes, we started with the multi-layers for the bedding. We produce multi-layers of different fibers for the mattresses, or polyester with natural fiber. We can blend natural or technical fiber. Mm-hmm. And we improve our technology to reproduce the in low weight the double layer for the insulations.
Okay, very interesting. The audience is invited to ask any questions they want at any time during the presentation if it isn't too clear. Hans, tell us about your integrated performance solution. Do you want the
slides? Yeah.
Oops. So okay, D2G.
Principally, I'm as I said, an independent consultant. I'm here at the fair on behalf of a company called Tenhai Leisure Solution, which I'm consulting since 1 year. TAS is a division of the world's biggest lace manufacturer, and we created this new division just about a year ago, though very young. We're still very much in the building process, but we'd like to present something that's a bit revolutionary. And when I looked up hybrid, it comes from the Latin word hybridia, which was a cross of two animals, a donkey and a horse, to make a mule. But being Germans, we said we can do better, we can engineer an even better animal. So for those of you who know the Germans, we have the egg-laying wool milk pigs, which we specially engineered, so we can get egg and bacon, milk and wool in one go. and principally, this is what I would then call a multifunction hybrid or a mybrid. And keep this in mind, because it's exactly what we are trying to develop at TAS. We want to be better than just a hybrid. We want a multifunctional textile. And
do you want to move forward, maybe?
Yeah, just next. So as I said, a quick setup. Tianhai is the mother company. It's the largest lace manufacturer in the world. You can see the production hall, their office building. They're all based in China. The machine set up, and here in the middle you see a little bit the timeline of the new division TAS, which really started September last year with an idea. Can they use the technology they have acquired over 30 plus years in the lace business to produce something new for a different customer or garment segment?
Was it also inspired by the development of athleisure then, and more fashion input into sportswear?
I mentioned earlier, my background is I was actually working for 30 years for Triumph, so it really came from intimate. So as athleisure came up, it was a sort of an in-between between the intimate apparel and the traditional sportswear industry. So for me, it was a natural move into athleisure. But as we worked through the project already, I realized we can go beyond just athleisure. We can go for biking. Yesterday had a talk.
But just, I don't know if the concept is to knit in a single piece a multifunctional garment.
Yes, the concept really is that I call it from the vision to the textile. You present us a vision or an inspiration, as you can see here in the upper left, plus a list of what kind of functionality, performance, etc. you would like to have in these garment, and we would then, using the different machines, different bricks, etc., we would then engineer a fabric which is not totally seamless. You still would need a seam because all our fabrics are still plain. So you still would need maybe a side seam, but you certainly don't have to puzzle it together for different performance in different areas.
You are reducing some seams in your concept.
Yes, we are definitely reducing a lot of seams.
All right. Should I move forward?
Yeah. So just to round it up, we call this D2G, design to garment, and for people to sort of easy understanding or quick understanding, I just think of a bucket of Lego bricks where you make garments out of it. We have a lot of different Lego bricks. We have different machines. We have different yarns. We have different finishing agents and technology. And to round it up, we are very highly concerned with sustainability. So we have ISO 14000, BlueSign, etc. So it's really a whole bucket of different bricks that allow you to engineer something new. And the other thing is, we are turning the development process upside down.
Because Ralph here from 3M, maker of several different materials, quite different actually, different functions. But you've looking also to push forward into new garment concepts and rethinking design with students, I think, at an Italian, the Politecnico?
Right, yeah. In Milano.
In Milano. Can you tell us a bit about...
Okay, I mean, I can start anyway. So when the slides come up, then we just see what I'm talking. So what we did within 3M, we have several different technologies within 3M that are ingredients to the garment manufacturer. So one is the insulation part, as the ladies do also from Italy. So we have different types of insulation with different functions. And then second is the reflective part we do in Scotchlite. And then third, with ScotchGuard, the water repellency, of course, PFC-free. So what our colleagues in the US did, you know, having all those scientists around and trying to make something out of it, we went with the team to the Technical University of Milano, to the students, to the first semester, very free, very open-minded students, and said, hey, these are our technologies, and we want you, students, you know, to just play around with it and see what can you make out of it. I mean, when you, as a company, always look the same way, at some sense you're really getting blind for the left and right angles. So we asked the students to take a look at that. And what you don't see is the slides, but I mean, I just move over to my best friend here. So this is actually the result. So the results we have from the students was the idea of, well, of course, looking first at the technologies we have within 3M. So one is the reflective part. So if you later take a picture with your phone with the flash, you see the effect of reflective, if it's the yarn or some other parts. Of course, the insulation inside. So the idea was, with all the different insulations we have, looking where does it make sense to use what insulation? As an example, if I have 100 gram insulation all over the body, does it make sense? Where do I sweat the most? On the back. So maybe I take a thinner insulation on the back. Or we have a four-way stretch insulation. And if you're making ski pants and you want some movement in it, you need a stretch insulation. So that was the idea here, to look at the different types, but also, you know, looking at nature. What does nature tell us? What does nature give for great features? For example, here from a snake, snail, to have the movement, to have the freedom to move, or also to have the vision, the 360 vision, to look all around. And last but not least, it's not very visible, is the water repellency, of course. So they integrated all this into this, you know, project that we have. So the outcome was very much about being warm, being safe, being visible, looking at nature, and having all different functions with that. Okay. I just run quickly through it, not to make it boring for you. So, you know, it was a polytechnical workshop that we did for, was it a month, with the students. 30 students were engaged, you know, to interpret our three technologies. It was a 1 month workshop. So they kind of looked at different themes like flexibility, protection, softness, interior, biomimicry, looking at nature, then also like scuba diving, extreme sports, and then also relaxed nest waterproofness. So these were the themes, and this is the result.
Do you think that this case study was integrating as many functions as possible, or identifying the functions that are really needed? Or, I mean, how did you...
I mean, if you give young students, I would say, just the topic, hey, go out and do something, they get crazy, you know, they want to do what they... Well, I mean, and this, of course, is something that looks quite futuristic. I mean, the main idea was really looking at technologies we offer and where are the trends going. Is it the hybrids, the biomimicry, looking at nature? So that was the theme, looking at existing technologies, where can they go and what benefits does it bring to the user at the end of the day? So, I mean, okay, body mapping, big topic, and the biomimicry topic, inspiration via observation and learnings from the science and beauty of the nature. And this is the result. So they integrated thin slate insulation, the Scotch light reflective material, and the Scotch guard. So that was the result at the end of the day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Moving forward on this notion of adapting to weather conditions and climates and providing the right function for the right body zone, going back to Imbotex, this new twins filler that you've developed, is it made more for static conditions or active, or do you have different versions for active sportswear and, you know, more lifestyle situations?
Twins is better for active situation because the fiber works better.
Because it's made for wicking and things like that. Okay. And are there different versions for mildly cold weather or very cold, or do they?
We suggest cold weather.
Cold weather.
Yes.
Okay. Hans, can you tell us a little bit about what type of fiber blends you are looking into for active sports, and, you know, what multiple functions, or, you know, you've been here for about a day or two, what type of functions are your clients most interested in?
Actually, I don't know yet, because as I said,
I think
we
there's
are
so
very
many
young
possibilities,
company.
Right?
We are a very young company, though we are still trying to figure out what are the clients looking for. On the other hand, being a young company, it's a bit like what he said about the students. We are simply trying to come up with things that don't exist yet. So besides all the fibers and applications that exist already, we also spend time in thinking of what could we do different or what could we do new.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this is really driven by studying what is the need if you do sports or at leisure, what kind of either problems do occur, like odor, sweat, or where can you give any, where could be any support weather.
And moving back to a thermal insulation, Ralph, I'm supposing that Thinsulate is also based on a special fiber blend, no? To provide lightness and warmth and stretch or whatever. Can you go walk us through that a little bit?
A little bit, yes, because otherwise you're going to fall asleep, because we're going to have we have so many different insulation. I'm always saying to the customer when they come, I'm looking for insulation. Then I said, you know, it's like if you go in a shop and you want to buy a car and you go to the guy and say, yeah, I want to buy a car. But they have hundreds of different cars, so we ask many questions to really find off project by project, what is your need? What is your project? So is it you need stretchability? Do you need in workwear flame retardancy? Do you need industrial wash? Is it home wash? So there are many different questions we ask.
Well, let's stick to performance.
This is all performance at the end of the day.
So, but actually, sports performance.
Actually, you're kind of starting there with, and you kind of downsize, you kind of filter what is important for the customer. So as I just said before, there are insulation that have a stretch. So they're different fibers, of course. We have different fibers, different sizes. The smaller fiber, the better you can trap the air in the insulation, the better it is. You have, of course, different grammages in the insulation. The thicker the insulation is, the better the warmth you have. We have also like a hybrid insulation where you have like an ecstatic fiber on top of one of the layer, on the top of the layer that comes closest to the body. So when you do sport, start sweating, maybe, or workwear garments as well, same as sport, you can't always wash it as you want. So you have ecstatic fibers that control the auto control. So there are different fibers, different technologies, different coatings, different way of making insulation. One example is if you're looking at gloves, you need a thin, warm insulation, so it's a different way of making the insulation than using in jackets. You want the fluffiness. So depending on look, function, what you want, washing, then we choose then the right insulation for the project.
Right. Because I know at Imbotex, you use Celliant, which is
yes.
a very special fiber. I think Julia is going to explain
yes.
it a little bit, briefly.
Okay. Just a bit. Yeah, the twins that we presented here at the Performance Days was made, as Roberta said, with polyacrylate and polypropylene. But we also suggest the twins gold, we called it twins gold, with the adding of Celliant inside. I don't know if you know Celliant, is a special polyester with minerals inside, and putting it into insulations, it can reflect back the energy that our body emits. So it is a sort of power more in the insulation. So I think it's a very good product. Talking about hybrids, so mixing different fibers, and we started thinking that twins is a concept, so we can mix our different fibers. And we think that Celliant will be a wonderful combination for a very technical insulation for this
you
reason.
Put it on the skin side or outside?
On the outer side.
Outside?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Going back to the supply chain and how fabrics are bought and sold, the process that you are developing in your design to garment system, Hans, means that a brand comes with the design for its final product that you will then knit to shape and knit to the pattern, etc. Tell us a little bit about how that is changed. I mean, that leaves more room for creativity. You've got your
Yeah. As I said, I believe that the traditional way of doing it, sourcing fabric, putting it together, creating a product, is still there for a long time to be. We're trying to sort of just open up an additional area. Like if you go back to 100 years ago when you went to the tailor, where you could tailor something, and I hope that companies will appreciate this idea. I clearly also want to say the drawbacks of this is, of course, a much longer lead time.
Oh, really?
Because you cannot just pick from the shelf. You have to, once you have created the idea, you have to wait, depending on the complexity, anywhere between 2 to 6 months before you see the fabric that you can play with again. So
right.
It's not something that you can pick off the shelf. As the less complex, the less faster. And allow me to come back quickly to the Celliant. It's actually, we also do have that, because Celliant you can even use in a single plane layer,
of course,
in a thin fabric.
Yeah.
All it is minerals that absorb infrared energy. So you have to put them, that's why they are outside, because they have to be where the sun or where the source of the infrared is. And then these minerals heat up and sort of reflect the energy to the body. So all these can be built in.
Yes.
But
yeah.
As I said, we have all these, we have all these Lego bricks, but we don't have them all in stock.
Right. I'm going to keep your Lego idea and ask Roberta another question. Does the new twins filler, do you have any recommendations for the outer fabric and the inside fabric?
No.
And they have to wick.
No. It doesn't need a special fabric. A standard fabric could be okay.
Right. Okay. So easy to use.
Yes.
In that sense. All right.
Very easy.
I wanted also to ask Ralph about the featherless solution. That's also some form of hybrid or not? Can we call it a hybrid product?
Regarding to the old Latin definition, probably not. I mean, here I would say it's an alternative. So okay. I was looking for a natural product down, see the benefits, see the function, the warmth, and then looking for
the
something
handle.
That is a non-natural product. So probably wouldn't call it hybrid.
Okay. Just trying to fit my hybrid somewhere.
Fair enough.
And one last question for Hans, because you're kind of our relative newcomer to the sporting goods industry. How are you seeing athleisure evolve and maybe, as you mentioned earlier, more sportier versions of your products? What's your view of how that market segment will be evolving?
I think athleisure is here to stay in a way that the move towards generally being more casual
and more active.
More active, maybe.
Maybe not.
But people just being generally more casual, less formal, that's something here to stay. But a lot of it will be commoditized. So when I think about my client TES, we have to look beyond that. But what can we do? And I see particularly, I mentioned that in my earlier presentation, I see a lot of opportunities in the next 5 years in smart clothing, wearable clothing, things like that, because we do have in TES, we have the lace machines, which allow us to how should I say, in an industrial mass production, put something at a very specific area.
Right.
When I think about wearable electronics, I'm working with a company in Sri Lanka who developed sensors, yarn right. sensors. The price of 1 meter of yarn is what? I thought you mean a kilo, not a meter. So you really have to find a way of putting this yarn only in where you need it, and not putting it anywhere else, and
exactly.
work with zero wastage, because otherwise the end product is not there. So I believe this will be a lot. There will be a lot of this technology, in that direction.
Well, that's also something that's probably added at some maybe further point in manufacturing. So, any questions from our audience?
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabrics Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2016 by Designer Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.